Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Excellent work by Ari. How about the fact our gal Susie not here because she's working tonight?
Did you really want to put it on Lindsay Peterson's desk? How many vacation days Susie would ask for if she had to work the day shift doing news?
Five. That would be the truth.
And covering election stuff tonight?
I'm not exaggerating. I think it'd be five.
I think you might be a little light.
Five. How about you? What role are you playing tonight? I'd love to see you here.
Who is in this area of the building tonight? Who's running the ship?
I don't know if it's Tubbsy or J-Lo. Or...
Have they figured that out yet? Did we forget that part?
I think we're counting on you to be here.
Oh, I got a thing.
You got a thing? You want to give your kids more rock hard pasta with no sauce on it?
You know what I actually might be doing tonight after a late dance class? I might be going to the laundromat. Because we are that low on
washer and dryer, still not working.
Well, yeah, the new one doesn't arrive till Saturday.
Of course, I mean, some of us don't get a new washer every couple weeks. Is that what your schedule is now?
Try to,
yeah. Tell me, number one appliance you need to work at your house. Candidates, toilets.
Is the toilet an appliance?
Let's count it.
Okay.
Let's rephrase it. Number one thing you need to work at your house.
And don't say electricity, because we know that's important.
Why? I didn't realize. What are you, Trump? I mean, you're Harris.
That's you're deciding. Everything works on electricity.
I didn't realize WCCO radio is for censorship. I believe in the voters. I believe in the texters. I believe in the audits. And you're, by the way, saying, let's take this out. Jeez.
Is that what I sound like?
Yes, you sound exactly like that. Nice. What do you need to work? Can we get this one out of the way right away? I don't need to hear your penis. I know. That's the one I want to eliminate right from the get-go.
Okay. Censorship. Mr. Censor right there.
Yeah, before we get that joke from Adam Carter, who's still listening.
That sounds
sick and disgusting was he during Aspen?
Oh, it was brutal.
Dragged
the two of
a few.
You.
I was dragged in there.
Oh, really? Is that how it went?
I'm a highbrow. I'm over here with my smoking jacket.
More of a smoking shacket today, I think.
Shacket, yes. And my pipe. Does anybody still have, not the pipe, you know, the pipe that's becoming more commonplace, but like the old school pipe, like a guy named Sebastian. If you think of a guy who's smoking a pipe, isn't his name Sebastian?
No, I don't think of
really? Sebastian. Really? What's his name?
I don't know. I think of Sebastian. I think of someone a little more suave, having like the French, you know, the cigarette on the long stick thing.
Want to be a French name?
Oh, Sebastian.
Henri.
Oui, oui. Emmanuel. I could take up smoking if I had a good Sherlock Holmes pipe.
That's what I'm saying. Well, Sherlock could be a good name since it fits. Refrigerator. I lived it.
Mm-hmm.
I lived it. You want the refrigerator to work. Shower. Water. How about water? You need water. Essential.
It's key to life from what I'm told.
Roof.
It's good to have a good roof.
Good to have a roof.
You've never had to worry about AC and furnace because you got A&S.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Those are very important, though.
I mentioned Pella windows.
Yeah.
Windows are excellent, too. Text me, what else do you want that needs to work at your house? Because, Dave, right now, you're without the washing machine.
Without the washer.
Yeah. I'd
1,000% rather have the dryer go. Living without the dryer is so much easier.
Oh, not even close.
You don't need the dryer.
Is there a debate?
No.
Yeah, that's not.
Well, I mean, the dryer community is probably debating it, but they know they've lost.
You,
Big Dryer.
Big Dryer. You're in the pocket of Big Dryer, aren't you?
If they'll pay for it.
You are in the pocket. I told you this was going to happen. I told you it earlier in the day. It has now popped up, and I've spotted in multiple places. Fake Melania is out there. So the former president and former first lady, and who knows, 24 hours from now, the future president, future first lady. It wouldn't shock any of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could happen.
It couldn't.
Right? So there in Florida. Palm Beach, I'm assuming. I would think he would just have a voting booth at Mar-a-Lago, right? You just vote right there?
Yeah.
He shows up looking tuckered. The guy has been relentless in campaign. I will say that. No bronzer. Looked like somebody's his age, right? She comes out. She's got the Arnold Schwarzenegger glasses going.
The big glasses.
The big glasses. The, I'm sure, very inexpensive trench coat. And I told you, wait for it. We're going to have the fake Melanias. If you are a fake Melania, how often do you get a phone call?
Not recently. You haven't had to take too many.
She's not going to D.C. if he wins, right? At least not on a regular basis.
She'll show up for the inauguration and, you know, do the big party at the end. And I think she's on the first flight out the next morning.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when we have a state dinner. But no, she's not going back. Who else do we have for fakes? We had Saddam.
Mm-hmm.
What other fakes have we had? And by the way, I don't. I guess, you know what? I'll say this. I do believe the fake Saddams. Because I don't think he was, you know. Be a tough break back in the day when you look like Saddam Hussein. I don't think you were allowed to say no. I think there was a lot of flexibility. Saddam's people said, ah, fine. We'll get somebody else.
Yeah, I don't really look like Saddam. Yes, you do.
Yeah, you do. Boom. You don't want to do it? Boom. You're dead.
A lot of fakes are going to be showing up at the malls in a couple weeks.
What do you mean by that?
Just saying.
Hmm.
Just saying.
Can we think of any other famous people where they were suggested? Because, again, I don't for one second think there's a fake Melania. I'm apparently just hypnotized. I'm gullible. That I actually believe that was Melania Trump today. Remember what a big deal that was?
Yes.
Like, oh, look, coming off the plane, it's not real Melania. It's just nonsense. Okay, let's get to this one. Text away anytime you'd like. StylesFinancial.com, talk and text lines 651-461-9226. Did you find other?
There's been a lot of theories about body doubles for Kate, the Princess of Wales.
Oh, yes. Kate.
A lot of those, too.
Kate, that's exactly right. What does it say about our country? The stark differences between men and women in this race. I mean, there are a lot of polls, Dave. And almost all polls at minimum show what? 15 to 20 point difference. Men about 60-40 for Donald, if not notably more.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with Harris. Let's just pause them. What does it say? Here we are, we're supposed to be so much more, treat everybody equal, opportunities. By the way, that includes criticism too. Promotions, colleagues, coworkers, people can be fired, right? You know, men and women treated more equally. We're not there yet, obviously. We still have a significant ways to go. I know it's tough for you because you're still against women having to vote, but we'll put that aside
for this
conversation. But here we are in 2024. I think most polling shows of the total ballots that will be turned in, what is it, about 53-54% women? But that we have just this enormous disparity between men and women. And by the way, if you're at 40%, you still have tens of millions of women who are voting for Donald Trump, and you still have tens of millions of men who are voting for Kamala Harris. But I'm sorry, if you would have told me 20, 30 years ago we would have an election in 2024 and it would be this dramatic, I'd say no. No. And it's huge. What does it say to you that we have this disparity? What do you need to work at the House? Who else has a fake? And more political items when we come back. We're going to talk about pharmacies a little bit. At the bottom of the hour, Trib had a story over the weekend about pharmacy deserts where you just don't have a pharmacy. And the numbers are jumping up. I wonder how much that it's affecting you listening. Text away. Call in. You want to add about what it says about our country that we have this huge, at least if you buy the polling numbers, disparity with men and women, with women significantly favoring Harris and men significantly favoring Trump. Call or text 651-461-922.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's one of my three or four favorite Elvis tunes, for sure. It also makes me think of the Dark Man. Dark played this all the time. Dark was a part of a number of election coverage nights. We'll give that to you tonight starting at 8. Got a combo platter here of the text coming in on our multiple topics. The USA is in a wash of propaganda. Young, non-college-educated men are easy prey for propaganda that puts the blame for all their problems on immigrants and feminism. That is one text, and I'm not kidding. Two texts below it. So you heard that one. The Democrats have completely abandoned younger men, demonized them, and made them feel useless. I'm glad we have the cross-section listening to the show. This is an area where Trump has made progress from 16 to 20 to 24. Younger men. For decade after decade after decade after decade, Democrats were winning that issue. Donald Trump, to the bro community, it is working. And it's playing a part in the election tonight. Furnace just had ours repaired. Our puppy somehow pulled the wire loose. Well, a couple things on that. Thank God the puppy's fine. That could be really dangerous. Furnace, yeah. That's useful.
Yeah, they're good to have. I keep the puppy out of the furnace room.
Sometimes easier said than done, right?
Sure, because
if let's say it's in the basement and you got your pooch and your pooch is just roaming around,
At this point, it might be wise to invest in a little fence.
Yeah.
Let's not let that puppy do that again.
Wow. How long have you
I'm not shaming.
Sounds like you are shaming this family.
I'm not shaming.
Or are you shaming the puppy?
You know what I'm worried about? I'm worried about that poor little pup.
Yeah, I am
I'm also worried about the house exploding.
Yeah. People need to, reading your text here, people need to examine their own internal bias at a deep level. It says, we don't trust women to lead. I believe Kamala will ask the experts, include everyone at the table. Well, but if women are 60-40 for her, there's no gender involved there, but there's only gender involved with the male side of the argument? Are we really saying that?
No, I think there's absolutely gender involved each way. I asked you off air, maybe just yesterday, if it was Ken Harris instead of Kamala Harris. Everything else was the exact same. The candidate answered the questions the exact same way Kamala answers questions. Campaigns the exact way, did the same interviews. Are the numbers vastly different?
I think Ken Harris has a bigger lead. I don't think it's huge, but I do. I still don't believe women are treated. Well, I think we all know this. If you don't know this, I think you're sticking your head in the sand. Are not treated the same as men with presidential races. How do I know this? Because we haven't had a female yet. But that doesn't mean if you're someone who's a moderate, a centrist, who votes for both parties, and this time you're voting for Trump, it doesn't automatically mean you're unwilling to put a female at the top of the ticket. But there's some percentage out there, and it's pathetic that they're out there. Do you agree with me? I'm going to say, I mean, if I say 2-3 percentage points, think about how many people that is.
A heck of a lot of people.
That's millions. I don't know if it's millions. Maybe it's a percentage point.
Could be millions. We got a lot of people in the country.
Right. What do you think? If it's Ken Harris.
I think it's at least a 3-5 point swing. I do. I just think that's where we're still at. And I mean, it was made very clear in the news all the way through the election how the Trump campaign was specifically targeting the quote bro vote.
Yep.
You know, the young men. And to attract them to the...
A lot of the interviews he did with the non-traditional media was directed at younger males.
Yeah.
Rogan at the top of the list. Now, somebody's frequent texter, who's a Republican, that's fine, says he's not, but every single text he sends is right side. So I've come to that conclusion. So we explain to your listeners why Harris did not appear with Dr. Phil and Joe Rogan. Oh, by the way, this show for... I don't know, was it a month? Was criticizing Harris constantly for her lack of appearances. Then she did more. She agreed to Rogan if Rogan would meet her. Said, come meet us somewhere in the campaign and we'll do an hour. Trump flew to Rogan's headquarters in Austin and did 3 hours. Rogan gets to decide what he wants to do. He's very successful, and he can interview him. And he's come on and endorsed Trump, and he's totally allowed to do that. But you can't say she didn't agree to do Rogan if you're in the middle of a campaign and you agreed to do an hour. That's a long time. No commercial breaks, just the two of you talking. And Dr. Phil is just completely for Donald Trump.
And campaigned for him. Was on stage at rallies.
Repeatedly for him. So show me the amount of times that Donald Trump appeared with individuals who were outspoken in their support for Harris. Now, Harris started to take more questions the later this campaign went. Trump took questions from reporters frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Trump obviously did not do 60 Minutes. She did. He avoided some other things. But if you're trying the gotcha game and it's Joe Rogan and Dr. Phil, when she agreed to do an hour with Rogan, there are other parts of criticizing Harris and availability. To me, she was way too late to it. And by the way, she still gives the word salad answers way too much. And how she never found a good answer on how she would separate herself from Joe Biden if she's the president is stunningly incompetent to me.
If you were running her campaign and it was clear to you Rogan wasn't budging, would you have said, we have to go to Austin? I would say yes.
So you're missing out on Michigan, Pennsylvania. Well, that's where she's been, swing states. And you're now agreeing to a three-hour interview with Rogan? I probably say I'm going to disagree with you, but like barely. An hour is a long time. And Joe Rogan, again, he's allowed to say no. I'm not criticizing him at all. But they got to come here in this studio and done it. And
they could have, but that was his.
I think the Trump interview with Rogan was more beneficial to him. But I also wanted Harris to do way more interviews than she did. I mean, I can't rip her too much if she agrees to go on with him for an hour.
Yeah, but I think once he says, no, we have to do it in my studio and we're not going to put a time commitment. I think at some point you got to say, well, it's either a no or everyone who listens to the most popular podcast in the country. Here's Don. Here's JD. Here's Elon within a few days of each other.
Yeah, it's powerful. Yeah. And it's playing a part with young men. So it's a valid point you raise. Among the fakes, fake Bob Denver. Did we have a fake Bob Denver?
I don't remember fake Bob Denver.
No. Fake Elvis, for sure. That's a very good point.
Yeah. Fake Avril Lavigne. That's been the one in the last decade.
Yes, that's right. Biden could have used a fake. That is really correct. The shredder. I'm going to be fine if my shredder doesn't work. You really worried if the shredder doesn't
work? Paper shredder or a cheese shredder?
I don't know. It could be a human shredder. I mean, if it's a human shredder, then we need to follow this.
Ooh.
Refrigerator. Let me get to a few more. I propose the phrase word salad be abolished starting at midnight tonight. I agree it gets used a lot. But if you look up the explanation of word salad, she's sitting there. There are just some simple questions that she doesn't do. And I totally get that we are anesthetized, we're desensitized, we're atized to Trump and the weave. We are. And there are many, many times, this host included, where you judge Harris as a typical so-called normal politician, and Don has earned this other category. And the main reason why he's earned it is because he avoids direct, specific questions constantly. For me, you kind of know what you have with Donald Trump. By now, it's baked in. Nobody's sitting here at 2:32 going, I haven't formed my opinion yet on Donald Trump.
Read up on him a little bit.
Harris had that opportunity. And for a lot of people, it's worked. But, you know, and she ended up faring fairly well in the change process. I think she could have fared better if she would have identified, like, three or four policy positions or leadership positions where she was different from Biden. Don't tell me they were upset. They were worried about upsetting Biden. They basically have him, hey, Joe, go to Delaware and don't talk to anybody anymore. It wasn't tough for them to form that decision. For the individuals who are voting today, already voted and think, I don't really want Biden or Trump. And then think, okay, is she different? And then she says, I can't think of a single thing I would do different. Regarding normal political discourse, that was among the dumbest answers out there. Now, Trump, when he's just, again, even Pelosi and he's a scum and we're a garbage dumpster. It's simulating oral sex on the mic and, you know,
fine.
All of a sudden we're going to do a dance routine for 40 minutes. It's endless with him.
Is there a difference between word salad and the weave, in your opinion? Or is that just another bit of gender discrimination that have to have salads? Men can weave.
Yes, Donald has a weave.
And a salad.
She apparently loves salads. When's the last time Donald said, you know what I want for lunch? A salad.
I don't think it comes up often.
Never.
As much as Dan Cook has said the same thing.
Never. He never has once said, you know. Well, it did when he did the taco salad thing at Trump Tower. Remember, was that when he first ran? He gave the big thumbs up for, you know, because he was basically saying every immigrant, you know, is the worst. But no, you know, by the way, they are the worst, but they make a hell of a taco salad. You know, let's get to a few more things. It's because Dems policies haven't helped young guys. There's a debate on it. There is a healthy debate. Chad, when Nikki Haley leading the Republicans, would that have been different with women? Yes. To what level? I don't know. But yes, for sure.
To have a woman versus somebody who's been accused dozens of times of sexual assault towards women, I think that would be a difference.
You're missing Eskola tonight. He was great. No, we're not missing Eskola because yesterday I emailed Eric and I said I want you to check in, and so Eric will be a part.
Lovely.
Of the coverage tonight. Don't tell my wife I said that. Dave, we were buying a washer dryer for our son. Can I ask which brand you went with, Dave?
LG
solid, for sure.
Yeah, heard good things.
Yep. Lindsay Gensel, our producer, when she left us, she got involved in this business, and it's just taken off. Somebody is convinced they saw fake Dan Cook at Manny's Friday night. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So much for COVID.
Yeah.
He was at Manny's.
Playing us all.
Yeah. 8 o'clock, our coverage begins tonight here on CCO. The vice president, I don't think we've seen her yet today, have we? She's now speaking at news if it was RNC headquarters. No, she's speaking at DNC headquarters. Now she's grabbed somebody's phone. She's just talking to somebody on the phone. What if it was Jason Kelsey, you know, tied to a previous callback? I don't think it is. You know who this song is written about, correct?
It's escaping me. I've heard the story, but no.
Billie Jean King.
Yes, of course.
Billie Jean King. This is in my top five or six Elton songs.
It's fair to put it there.
So it's a great, great tune. The folks in Philadelphia announced about an hour ago they're going to stop counting. They're going to come back in a week. Remember they stopped last time, like 1 o'clock? No, they're counting all the way through. Philadelphia, by the way, you have to have like a triple process. You have the ballot, then you have this smaller envelope, then you have the bigger envelope. So among the things they have in Philadelphia, they now have a machine which is able to take that apart quicker than just we humans. And then obviously we're not going to have as many mail-in votes. So Philadelphia, which went on and on and on, a number of these states are going to get done sooner. Nevada's the one where I think we're going to be waiting a long time. All the stories I've read, all the stuff, just paint, you know, getting ready for all this. Nevada might be 5-6 days. And it seems like that's leaning Trump. But remember all the controversy last time when Fox News called Arizona way ahead of everybody else? Brett Baer, who I like, but then came out in documentation that he called in and wanted them to change the call for Trump, not because he had new information, but because it looks bad to our viewers. Okay. That's not a journalist if that's the basis of your decision. You just aren't. If you're like, I'm worried about upsetting our viewers so we can't tell the truth, then by the way, guess what? Fox News was right with Trump, but it took days, you know, for that to take place. It's taking days, months, and I don't know, maybe a year. Because I face this at a pharmacy we deal with. Where are the pharmacists? What's going on? Pharmacy deserts. Tripp wrote about this, and I see stories like this all the time. Problem is going to get worse, as the Tripp story pointed out. CVS closed from 21 to 23, 600 stores. It's going to close 300 more once their lease ends. Walgreens, and we talked about this, 2.5 weeks ago said we're going to close 1,200 unprofitable stores starting with 500 next year. A half million Minnesotans live in pharmacy deserts. And it's only going to get worse. And they talk about North Minneapolis. Listen, it's Plymouth. I've talked to friends of mine who face it elsewhere in the metro area. I've talked to friends of mine who face it in greater Minnesota. This is a major concern, Dave. Where, listen, I am a full-fledged Mayo Clinic diagnosed severe insomniac. I got some other stuff going on with my sleep, which I've told you about, which I'm not prepared to talk about on the radio, but is scaring the you-know-what out of me, and I'm not exaggerating. But I made it the other day by about 2 minutes knowing that this pharmacy where I go, they're not available Saturday and Sunday. And don't tell me this, well, you know, it's a smaller population. By the way, it's not okay if it's a smaller population. It's in a first-ring suburb, and it's all over the place. And I'm sure if we open up the calls, in fact, I'd love a text or two on this. Tell me if you face this. Because when it's happened, I've talked to friends, and either they faced it or they've heard somebody else talking about it. Like, have you, listen, you have significant health issues with your wife. Have you run into this where a pharmacy or one of the pharmacies you use, where the hours are reduced dramatically or days are eliminated? Or guess what? We just don't have a pharmacist, and I'm sorry, we apologize. We feel terrible for you, and they genuinely do, but we can't provide you with your medicine because we don't have a pharmacist right now.
Yeah, it's. I think everyone's probably faced it at least to an extent. Certainly in the metro, it's much, much easier to find a pharmacy. There's still plenty around, but yeah, one that we used to go to every couple weeks, reduce their hours. I mean, reduce their hours during the week. I can't remember if they shut down completely on Sundays, perhaps. I can't remember. We don't use them anymore. But it, yeah, you've seen it. You know, see, I think probably every CVS pharmacy that I can think of right now that I've seen, whether it's the standalones or inside Target, they all have the sign up say, hey, we're going to be closed from 1 to 2 or 1:30 to 2, whenever it is.
It's rare.
So our pharmacists can go have lunch because apparently they don't have somebody who can cover the lunch break.
Well, the lunch is fine, I guess. But for me, like, I know you're saying Metro, and you're right to an extent, but that is changing. That is absolutely changing. Sure, you can drive to more places, but there now are just more and more places that have exactly what you're saying. Not just that we're off 1:30 to 2, because I think that's kind of the standard, and I get that's fine, you know, but that we don't have somebody. And we've had these stories before. In whether it's greater Minnesota or other places. That's why it ticks me off so much. And again, I'm 1,000%, infinity percent against a pharmacist who's saying, for religious purposes, I'm not going to fill what is approved by your doctor. Get another job. That's as simple as it is for me. I'm not asking you to, in all of life, to suspend this part of your religious beliefs, but if your religious beliefs are stopping me from getting my medicine, you got the wrong job. And that's why, like, when people face this down. Also, I know this for one of the medications I take and multiple medications with Q. It is not as easy just to say, okay, let's go to another one. Because then you have to get a hold of the doctor. Do you know the doctor? Can you get a hold of it? It is an issue. So I'd love to hear from people. Through a text, if you have faced this, because I absolutely have, and I think there's hundreds of thousands of Minnesotans, if not more, who face this, sadly, on a regular basis. 651-461-9226. Back with Jason in moments on CCO. There we go. My alma mater right there, baby. Dun, 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 dun. Da 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 da
Every.
Da 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 da. I don't know any of the words, but go party. That's what we say.
every school song
sounds like that
is the same. There's like two songs. You're one of two. That's a good one.
That was unique.
That was great.
I've never heard one like that.
Very
at
good.
All. Pharmacy comment: pre-plan your purchases. Know your stores. Health Partners got rid of the entire pharmacy division in 2020. This is just the beginning. Rural Mayo patient, no problem reaching doctors and great rural pharmacy access and services. Pharmacy benefit managers, relatively new wrinkles at a terrible effect. Let's see. More people ripping the pharmacy benefit managers. The independent pharmacies have dropped off enormously. Do you guys run into issues getting your drugs?
No.
I do.
No. I got the Costco, I got the CVS, I got a Walgreens. All.
I mean, what do you get? You got a little bit here, a little bit there. I mean, how many different?
I do not live in a pharmacy desert. I was surprised with that Star Tribune story. It's very interesting. Yeah,
my Plymouth Walgreens not open on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday. The pharmacy, the store is open.
Yeah.
Pharmacy?
Well, you know, they want us to go to the mail order, which the mail order is owned by these pharmacy benefit managers. So the whole system is sort of rigged against us.
You are considering drinking tonight. You will be a part of our coverage.
Yeah.
And your question to me off air was how much should I drink?
Right. Like, do we, you know, how popular like that Hot Ones YouTube thing is where people like try to get the hotter item.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do that with my participation in the coverage tonight?
Yeah. I mean, maybe first level.
Now, why do you keep promising like it's going to be boring? Isn't that like you keep saying it's going to be boring coverage?
I said it's just going to be different.
Yeah. It's
than
not,
our
it's
talk
not
show.
A talk show.
It's different than the talk
election
show.
Cover.
Yes.
But my job is to launch bombs, right? Just to sit
penning,
at home.
Penning your alcohol consumption.
Just throwing stuff out there.
Yeah.
We call it analysis, but like, what would you You're like from me?
Flamethrower.
Great.
I would like.
Done.
Yeah. I mean, maybe this will be your last time doing your show today, considering what you may say tonight.
You never know.
It's been an okay run.
Yeah, not a great run.
No, what will you do? What will be your next profession when you're. Publicly scorned.
Probably something with puppies. You know, I love, as an animal lover.
Such a fraud.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And he's proud of it.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile.
Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.